But I feel we all have that one girlfriend who's committed, and then final 11th hour, it's like, oh, sorry. Forgot, you know, I have to unpack my car.
This is Moms in the Middle, the podcast for busy parents who need a little help keeping their hustle in check.
If this is your first time listening and you don't know us, well, we are two moms working in television. My name's Ivanka, and I work at Sportsnet, a national sports TV station, and my show is at nights. I also have one son, a two-year-old named George.
And I'm Mel. I have a three-year-old son named Josh, and I wake up very early working for a morning show here in Toronto. Now, there's a reason why we call it Moms in the Middle, because we literally meet in the middle of our days, in the middle of opinions, and in the middle of all of that chaos.
First things first, we owe you guys a huge thank you. Why? Because you have made us number one. It's true. We are number one in our category, kids and family, on Apple Podcasts. And it wouldn't be possible, of course, without you.
Thank you so much to all of you for continuing to tune in. We want to continue to ask you to rate us, comment, let us know what you like, maybe things you want to hear, because we want to know what you're liking, maybe some suggestions for some future episodes.
Absolutely. All right, if we were to tell you that a girl's trip is good for your health, has a positive impact on your family's well-being, would you call up your girlfriends right now and book that vacation? Well, the answer, it should be yes.
Now, not only do we both know from experience that spending time with your girlfriends away from the house, away from the kids, away from the day-to-day mom stress has a positive effect, there's actually scientific proof, and science, we know, does not lie.
Hear me out. Research has shown that spending time with friends helps boost the body's production of oxytocin, aka the happy hormone. Plus, friendships can help to extend life expectancy, increase pain tolerance, and lower chance of heart disease. Check, check, check. Sign me up. Harvard researchers also found that connecting with others helps relieve harmful levels of stress.
And they know what they're talking about at Harvard, right? So you cannot argue with them. If you needed any excuse to book that girl's trip, this episode of Moms in the Middle is here to help you. And our guests today are two women who not only have enviable and demanding careers, they have strong family connections, healthy marriages, but guess what? They're downright lovable, inspirational, and we are so happy to have them here.
Okay, in the right corner, we have Jen Lee Koss, the co-founder of Breeka, an online and bricks and mortar store that sells beautiful treasures and one-of-a-kind gifts that always prompts people to ask, where did you get this? I need it. Jen is a Harvard grad, a former Juilliard cellist, mother of four all under the age of eight, and married to Norwegian Olympian Johan Koss. Not to mention, Jen is a strong supporter of music, the arts, and everything fun in her adopted hometown of Toronto.
And we also have Sangeeta Patel, a national reporter with Entertainment Tonight Canada, traveling the world, interviewing all of Hollywood's A-listers. She's also host of HGTV's Home to Win. And as if that wasn't enough, she is also a health and fitness guru and the face of a CoverGirl makeup line here in Canada. Her career started in engineering, but then she said, hey, let's try something different, broadcast journalism. And that's how we met back in the day at the same station. Sangeeta is a strong believer in female empowerment, raising two young girls.
Mel, I am really excited for this episode. So let's jump right into it with a lightning round. First question, when was the last time you hung out with your girlfriends? Sangeeta?
Yesterday, I hung out with a friend. I actually called her up last minute and go, listen, I'm at Liberty Village and you're 10 minutes away. Why don't you come over? And we had coffee together and it ended up being a 3-hour conversation of catching up and just seeing each other rather than texting each other, actually touching each other. We were touching
face
hands.
Face to face.
Yeah. Right?
Like,
I'm like, your eyes are actually blue. But, you know, it was great yesterday. So I tend to do that. If you have that little gap of time when you have a busy schedule, call that person.
Oh, I love that. And Jen, for you?
I had 10 roommates in college, which is amazing. And we always try to do girl trips. And we just did one outside of Miami. And we all committed. We were all there, which was incredible. And that was a blast.
I want to hear more about that trip, by the way.
I know.
We're going to hear more about that. I think bad things happened. I'm kidding. Good things. Good things happened on that trip.
For me, all legal.
Yeah. Last week. I always try to make some time for girlfriends, whether it be lunch or dinner or getaways, which we'll talk about, which you've got to, again, book into those calendars because things happen and life happens. So, yeah, last week. You?
I think I've been motivated by you to do a girls trip, Mel, because I went on one in January, so a few months ago now, but with three of my grade six friends, and it was fantastic. It was so easy, and it was absolutely perfect. So it was a blast getting away there were four of us.
I wish you could see us all right now because we all are beaming.
I know. Yeah.
Huge smiles hearing about everyone's experiences.
I'm getting ideas. Okay, next question. Do you see your friends, your girlfriends, as much as you'd like? Jen?
No, unfortunately. I wish I did. But I am in daily contact with my girlfriends, whether it's texting or emails. It's just, and sometimes I've been trying really hard to pick up the phone more. Like, consciously.
That's what I've been doing, too. I've been starting to pick up the phone more and calling, and it's not because of an emergency. It's because I just want to talk to you and hear your voice. And so that I think that's a great move, same thing here. But, yeah, I don't get to see my friends enough. I mean, I don't even have time to take a shower sometimes. I didn't take a shower today, guys.
Thanks for showing up.
I want to get to this one here. Is seeing friends a priority for you?
I think after kids, everything changes. Your priorities become your family and becomes your kids, your husband as well. And no, I don't think my friends are my priority. I got to make sure my kids are getting everything they need before I take care of myself. And sometimes that happiness has to come afterwards. But as your kids get older, you start to think about your friends a lot more.
Oh my God, I'm like a bad mom. I'm like, yeah, yeah, it's like the opposite. Yeah, I was like, yes, it is. It's a priority. Kids, my kids. No, I'm just kidding. No, I only say that because I feed, as my husband tells me, he's like, you feed off the energy of other people, and so you are more yourself, and you're more of a person when you've been around your friends. He actually says that, and I actually believe it, and so I actually find that I'm actually a better mom or a better wife because I've actually been with my friends.
That's a good husband right there.
I was just going to say, that's getting to our next question of, is your husband supportive? Because that is huge. Is your partner supportive that they're okay with you leaving for a dinner for a weekend or maybe even longer, a 10-day trip?
Totally. Is that
getting crazy?
Totally.
So your husband says that too. My husband's always pushing me out the door.
Me
go
too.
Out and go see your friends, like leave and actually do it. But I have that mother guilt. I'm sorry. Like for me, it's I travel a lot for my work.
Right.
So when I'm home, I want to be home with the kids, but he's always pushing me out. One of the great things about our relationship is that my husband has his friends. I have my friends, and then we have friends that are together, and it works so well because he's able to go out and do his thing while I get to do my own thing, too, and it helps our relationship to come in the middle. It's like, so what did you talk about? No,
okay, this question might get some of us in trouble, okay, but answer honestly. Your husbands aren't listening, or they might be. They might be. Okay. If you could choose to have dinner with your significant other or dinner with your best girlfriends, which one are you picking? Sangeeta?
Oh, I have to go first? Oh, that's a tough one.
Honest answer.
I'm going to whisper this, girlfriend.
Louder, Sangeeta?
Did you hear that?
Did you hear that? Probably not. Your turn.
Well, I obviously have to say my husband.
It depends on the week, though, doesn't it?
Oh, it totally does.
Or how much you've seen each other and what's happening in your life or what you're just craving.
Yeah.
You need different support systems.
Well, sometimes it's just hard to herd cats, you know? Like, if you have, like, a couple of girlfriends, you try really hard to get all of them together, sometimes it just doesn't work, you know?
Yeah.
So that's, like, a big difficulty sometimes.
Yeah.
But I also would like to have that one-on-one time with my husband. Yeah. Of course I would.
Mm-hmm. But you overall choose girlfriends, right? You choose girlfriends. I also, listen, I'm going to fully admit, I'm going to say girlfriends. Love you, Scott. But there's something about an energy with girlfriends, right, that you can just let loose and really let loose. Laugh as hard as you want. Talk perhaps about your significant other, maybe things that you've been bottling in. And just not have to think about, and not just because you don't want to be with your significant other or you don't want to be a mom, but you can just be you. Without the responsibilities around it, the judgment
or anything.
Or of course, schedule coordinating.
I want to go back to, how do you organize a trip for 10 girls? Because I feel like
it's
this is advice we should all take, because organizing for three other girls and me, that was difficult in itself. So
this was we've known each other now for 20 years. So it was like attempt 10, to be honest.
Wow.
And we finally just committed. We all bit the bullet. We kept on being like, you know what? This is getting really pathetic. Mm-hmm. We keep on making excuses. Oh, I had another baby. Oh, I had another baby.
That's a good excuse.
That's a pretty good excuse.
Yeah.
But we're also just like, well, girl, I'm busy. Oh, I can't. And so we finally were just like, you know what? Let's just put it on the calendar. The sad little part of the story is that 9 out of the 10 of us were there because just a couple days before that trip, one of our roommates was diagnosed with breast cancer, which was really hard. Yeah. But it kind of was a moment for all of us to get together.
Right.
When we were all there, we all FaceTimed her when she came out of surgery. Oh. And it was, like, so special.
Yeah.
But anyways, going back to the commitment part, it's really hard. But you just put it in the diary and you just commit to it. And, of course, now we have this great time together. So now we can say, but remember that time we all got together?
And it was so easy.
So easy.
Just like this one weekend to go. We both talked about what you both do, not only as careers, but in your home life and social activities and everything. You guys have so much. We all have so much going on, as you said. So how do you prioritize it? And because we all agree that having those girlfriends in that one-on-one time is important.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I prioritize it enough. I'm exhausted. I don't know if you guys are like, I'm just tired sometimes and I just want to get into my pajamas and watch Game of Thrones
all the time.
And so I need to teach myself to get out there and spend more time with my friends. And I think it's also that guilt of, you know, being home. When I am home, I have to be present with my family. Mm-hmm. So I think even just talking about this with you, I'm realizing I need to do more of it. I need to get out more. I need to start seeing my girls. And like yesterday, just calling her up and she's saying, yes, that was great. And that doesn't happen often enough. It's like, you know, I got to go do this or this and this. Sometimes you got to say, no, you're going to come and see me now.
Okay, I'm going to call you out on this, Sangeeta, because we've known each other how many years?
A long time.
Yeah. Let's go with 10, okay?
Okay.
So let's say 10 years.
Because we don't know.
Sangeeta is very good at reaching out to her friends. Like, she is the first one that'll just send it doesn't have to be the face-to-face. Face-to-face is lovely, but a quick text to be like, hey, I saw you did this. That was phenomenal. We should do dessert. We should do lunch. You are the first person to do that. So she is knocking herself. Meanwhile, she does make her friends a priority, which is so key.
Aww.
Because I'm guilty. Like, I'm not the initiator often. I you know, I'd like to say I am, but I know I'm not. I'm not a planner. It's more like the trip that we went on. We did 4 girlfriends. We went to Cuba. And 3 of them, 2 of them are single and 1 of them is married without kids. And I was the old maid, right? With the kid.
Bringing everyone down.
Right? But it was one of those where someone else brought it up and I went, yeah, good idea. But once you have that in the calendar, you make it happen, you just do it. And I got to share this one memory. We're sitting on the beach, okay? Imagine this. Blue water. Blue, green water. Sand. White sand. We're laying in these lawn chairs. And I said to the girls, you know, as a mom, you're going, what are we doing next? What are we doing next, right? Like, you got to schedule your day. We're sipping on margaritas or something. And I'm laying there going, okay, what are we doing in the next hour? One girlfriend goes, you're looking at it.
That's amazing.
I don't have to do that. But it does take someone to initiate, which is so important. Are you an initiator?
I think I'd like to get the ball rolling for sure. I definitely, with the last girls' trip, yes, I did. And I wouldn't give up. I was persistent. And it was like finding, because we all live all over, there are only 4 of us, but we live all over North America. And so I was trying to find mutual somewhere that could accommodate, where no one was traveling too far to go.
Yeah.
So I was like, let's go to Oklahoma. I don't know what's in the middle of wherever, but we needed to connect somehow. And then it just so happened to work out that Jen and my mutual friend, Laura, she was going to be on the East Coast in New York. And so we were like, let's pack our bags and we'll just go. And it was only 2 quick nights. But we made it happen. And so I felt like, yes, I had to be the initiator in that case because I just, I needed it so badly.
Yeah.
I was like, I really need this girls' trip. And so I made the reservations. I booked the hotel. I was like, because then no one can complain about things are out of sorts or there's too much work on their plate or they've got a lot going on in their lives. I was like, it's done. All you have to do is hand over your credit card.
Show up.
And show up.
Yeah.
Totally. Mm-hmm. I think when you make it that easy, it's easier for everyone. But I feel we all have that one girlfriend who's committed, and then final 11th hour, it's like, oh, sorry, forgot, you know, I have to unpack my car.
Right.
What? Yeah.
But you know what? That brings up a really good point because, yes, we all know that girl. Have your friendship dynamics changed since becoming a mom? Because you know your time is precious, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that girl, I'm not friends with that girl anymore because it's not your time is worth a lot, right?
Yeah, it's very true.
Let me ask you, you're
making a really good point, too. I think as older you get, your circle of friends gets smaller. And I think it's because you're relating on a different level now. I mean, I'm 40.
Yeah.
By the way, if you know Sangeeta, she looks like she's 21.
No, but it's cool. But you know, I'm realizing now that time is very precious in how you're going to spend that time. And it's, you know, you have your fun friends, and then you have the friends that have kids, and then there's the friends that are just always depressed. but you know, you start to realize who's important in your life.
Yeah.
And those are the people that are uplifting, the ones who actually make you feel good, even though when you're down.
Yeah.
And those are the people I turn to more often than anything else. So, I mean, Mel, yeah, like I text him, like, well, and like, and I get excited when good things happen to a lot of people. And it's just making sure that I'm there, you know, I'm there whenever you need it. So, yeah.
So, Jen, not being from Toronto, you had to move to a new city, and you've had all four of your kids in
here,
the city.
Yep.
So, I mean, your friends circle, I wouldn't say it's getting smaller. It's actually expanded.
You know, it's actually interesting. I was thinking about this now as we have this discussion around like quality and quantity.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm finding that because I'm so far away from my friends, I may not see them actually less than the ones who live near each other, to be totally honest. But I do find that I'm go into every interaction feeling like I really want quality out of the time that we're together. And I think that that's okay to me. You know, I may not see them as much, but maybe I actually am seeing them as much, to be honest, because again, we're all busy, but I really invest that time.
Do you find that you relate more to friends that have kids, or do you want the escape and being with friends that don't have kids and you can talk about something else, or do you like a mix? How about you, Ivanka?
I mean, sometimes it's nice getting together with other girlfriends that are in a similar situation, and so you can, you know, bitch together or commiserate, whatever it may be. I don't think actually I have a lot of friends that don't have kids anymore.
Yes, so your circle is getting smaller. Yeah. It is a thing that just happens naturally. And I think that's that relationship where if someone does have a kid, you can talk about it. And I like those conversations, but I like my single friends.
They're fun.
Like, let's go to a nightclub. And they're like, we'll meet you at midnight. I'm like, I'm asleep at midnight.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? But I like those nights where I get to do a little bit of things that I haven't done in so long, right? So I do have a lot of single friends.
I should hook up with your group one night because I haven't been to a nightclub.
The restaurants I went to a restaurant recently, and I had a drink with like a gigantic ice cube in it. You know, like a big square ice cube.
Oh, so it's cool. It's a cool place.
No, but literally, okay, this is how bad it was. I was like, oh my God, that is the coolest ice cube I've ever seen. And they were like, Jen, when was the last time you went out?
I know, right?
I was like, why? Did I do this everywhere? I didn't know. I thought it was just this restaurant.
I know. It's true. It's true.
But you know what? I love the mix, too.
We went to go see a band. Okay, I'm not cool at all. And someone's like, did you hear about this band? They're really cool. This up-and-coming band. I'm like, oh, awesome. Yes, we'll meet you at that club. So someone said, we'll do dinner first. We'll go see this band. In mommy mind, I'm thinking dinner is at 5.
Yeah.
Lovely. Band's at 7.
Oh, yes.
Dinner is
bed by 9.
We're at 8:30. And then the band went on, I think, at like 10:30. And I'm thinking, what the? But I had the best night ever. The best night ever.
And maybe it wasn't a rough morning, but
so
best
rough.
Night.
So rough because kids don't, there's no boundaries. They're still waking up really early. But, and it wasn't just girlfriends. I've got to say, sometimes it's nice to have the guys thrown in there too.
Yeah.
Right? Balance it out. I grew up with 3 older brothers, and so they bring in a different perspective. And it was all couples that went out that night.
Yeah.
Couples with children.
See, I was guilty of doing that. When most of my friends were having kids and pregnant, I booked the, 9 p.m. reservation on a Saturday night. And I was like, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
And then they had their revenge on me when I was
karma.
Pregnant.
Yeah.
Exactly. I was like, no, we can get in at 6. And they said, no, that you did this to us. And I didn't even realize it at the time I was doing that because you're just not aware. Mm-hmm. So when you come back from a trip, what, maybe what's the first thing you do, but what's the feeling like when you rejoin your family? Does it feel kind of good to be reunited?
Yes. Yeah. For me, it's the highlight is coming home. They don't pick me up at the airport anymore, but to be able to see them, it's such a great feeling. I can't even explain that feeling, what it means to me. And I get emotional every time I see them. But for me, because I'm on the road a lot, not even just with friends, but just working, it is a surprise that I always look forward to. So yes, it's a great feeling.
Aww.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I need to take mommy lessons from you.
I'm like,
I love seeing my children and I'm so excited to see them. And I'm literally thinking like, I'm going to bask in this glow for like, you know, days. 5 minutes later, I'm like, oh my God, where's the next girl's trip? But you know, I mean, I get it. I do. Yeah. I do miss my kids more. It's odd because you think you go away and you're like, I'm just going to forget about them and it's going to be all about me. But of course not. Yeah. You're like wanting to FaceTime your kids and you're wanting to connect with them. And it's just a different thing. But you are doing those trips for yourself, right?
Yeah, you are. And I was thinking about the whole FaceTime thing is, yeah, it's nice to do it on a daily. But do you, and maybe it'll change when your kids get older. Ivanka's son, George, is 2 and Josh is 3. So FaceTime is a thing for them, but it's not the only thing for them, right? There's so many distractions. So let me know if your kids are any different. But I remember FaceTiming Josh on all of these girls' trips. And I'm like, hey, it's mommy. And he's like, hi, and walks off.
Yeah.
And that's when it hurts you right in the gut. And then I just remember my husband took him, like, he was on a bike for the first time on his little tricycle, and he was going off, and my husband's like, look at him go. And I went, look at him go. I'm not there. But... you've got to stay connected. I feel like you're never disconnected.
Yes. No.
There's always something there, a piece of you, and they somehow come up in a conversation or you want to FaceTime them or whatever. But come on, good for the soul.
Do you have limits on when you're away with your girls, either at dinner or on a trip, of how much you can have kid talk? Ooh. Do you kind of have restrictions?
I don't know about you. So that whole feeling of being a mom, but when I do go out with my girlfriends, I am aware that I don't talk about my kids as often.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you're present with your friends and you're having that time, it's important to talk about each other and catch up on who you are and what's going on with you. And it's great talking about your kids, but at the end of the day, it's really about connecting again, one-on-one again. So for me, like even yesterday, it was just, I didn't know she was going through stuff and she opened up and hey, I'm like, let's let it out. We have a latte here. I can get you vodka, whatever you need, but let's do that.
It's only noon, but who cares?
You don't text about that. So yeah, exactly. It doesn't matter. But that I think is very important. So, you know, it's great to talk about your kids, but I think when you're with your girlfriends, it's about your girlfriends.
Isn't it so cool though, when you're with your girlfriends, you haven't seen them for a long time and you feel like nothing has changed?
Yeah, it's a great feeling.
It's the best.
Yes. Yeah.
It's just so easy.
Yeah.
Like slipping into
totally.
Know, an old rug. Or
one of my friends always talks about
robes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You're like, thanks for reminding me.
She's like, you had a zit over there. I'm like, it's the same. The same after 18 years. The first thing she looks at is my zit all the time. Like, it's ridiculous.
When I was booking the hotel, so there were 3 of us staying in one room, and my husband said, come on, you guys are, you know, you're almost 40. You're
adults. Women.
Maybe you should get your own room. I was like, no. First of all, do you know the prices of hotels in New York? And then we ended up getting a king and a cot, and it was this dinky little cot that I was the one who ended up like the short straw who was on, and these two girls are much shorter than me, and we're so crammed in this room, but it was totally like,
who cares?
We're not, it's not like we're spending all our time in the room anyway, and it's about being together, and it was almost the best part.
Yeah, totally. And honestly, I wish everyone listening could see what we look like right now. We all have these massive smiles on our faces. And you know what? I think it's kind of symbolic here, because when you return home from that girls' trip, or maybe home from that lunch or that dinner, what do you look like? You're beaming.
Yeah.
Beaming with your kids. You pick them up. You want to hug them. It's not the, hi, let me just let mommy have a moment here for a second.
No.
You want to see them. Mm-hmm. So I think Harvard is right. I think these researchers are right. There's something to it. You got to make the time. Just do it.
You do. Guys, thank you so much for joining
us.
Thank you. This has been a great talk, and I hope everyone
books
a dinner, whatever. Even if it's a quick coffee, as you said, that turned into a 3-hour just chat session, because that is good for the soul.
As always, thank you so much for listening. And remember, the conversation continues after this. You can always find us on Twitter at Frequency Pods or at our website, frequencypodcastnetwork.com. But both Ivanka and I are on our individual Twitter accounts. Ivanka's at
Ivanka Osmak, and Instagram, same thing, Ivanka Osmak. And email?
On Twitter, City Melanie, and on Instagram, The Melanie Ng. And we also have an Instagram account for moms. At Moms in the Middle Podcast is where you can find us.
As always, we are so thankful to Stephanie Phillips, who produces and puts this show together every episode, and it's presented by Frequency Podcast Network.